Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're welcome. I think we should applaud the worship team. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen. They did very awesome. Eh? Amen. I was telling someone last week that I hadn't worshipped in church for the last 2 weeks. Maybe my standards are very high, but for me, I hadn't. However, it seemed like God was impressed with what was going on for the last 2 weeks, because Paul is a prophet. As we worshipped last Sunday, he saw angels and Elijah sing along with us. So I told some guys that, yeah, Elijah could have had his blast and the angels, but for me, but thank God, today I'm sure God is well pleased, as he has been the other one, 2 Sundays, but I wasn't in his things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, yep. Amen. So God is impressed with what is going on here. Amen. For those of you who came on Thursday, for the prayer meeting, there is a lady, a young girl, Fiona, who joined us last Thursday. Apparently, she had a dream when Elvis was introducing her to me, and she was in the, she was basically looking for a church. She left a certain church, then she went to this church, the other church, the other, then in one of those, in a dream, she was with Elvis, and Elvis tells her, I want to introduce you to someone, then immediately I appeared, and then Elvis disappeared, which was basically that. So for God to be specifically instructing individuals to come here, it means we're doing well. Glory be to God. Amen. So give a big hand clap to yourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah. By the way, who won the game last night? Us in the West Ham. 5? Some red devils are looking at me like, I was supposed to watch that game, so I went to Josephine's Kafunda, some place. Man, the thing got messed up, the network. So I was there, first half, nothing. So I walked away, then I wanted to walk to some place, but I realized the dust, walk there. So I was like, let me just pray. So I just paced and, prayed somewhere, but I'll get the highlights, amen? Glory be to God. We have been talking about having Jesus in the center of everything that we do. You remember, everything that we do, amen? We should be circumspect. Glory be to God. Some people didn't go to nursery. There are some of you who don't know what I'm talking about. But if you read for the word for the week, Paul didn't go to nursery. Hallelujah. And some of you, your nursery schools were under trees. Amen. Hallelujah. So, yeah. But anyway, we need to be wise. Amen. Let us not make major decisions just based on carnality. Amen. But we should always inquire of God before we make what? Major decisions. And there are some decisions which you might not think are major, but they might be major to God. Amen. So that means we should walk with God so that we are always in tune with His Spirit, so that we can always know the right thing to do at the right time. Hallelujah. If we don't do that, you will create unnecessary problems for your life. Things you would have avoided had you done the right thing. Amen? Amen? You know? And we saw how Paul, even Paul, for Paul actually, it was so clear, don't do this. But Paul the apostle, we saw, you know, don't go to Jerusalem. You know, and he insisted and went through unnecessary beatings. He was almost killed to death, you know, imprisoned for 2 years in Caesarea. And in those 2 years, we don't hear, there's nothing he did for us in those 2 years before he was shipped to Rome, where he was eventually supposed to go, you know. And in Rome, that's where we get some of the letters, you know. But in Caesarea, those 2 years were wasted years. Amen. Why? Because he wasn't circumspect. Paul wasn't circumspect for that issue. Amen. Paul wasn't wise. The same of you are what? You're like, that's blasphemy. Paul wasn't wise. Amen. He did what the Lord had told him not to do. Paul the apostle. He wasn't what? You guys think Paul was Jesus? Paul wasn't Jesus. Paul was like you, but an apostle. And very close to the Lord. But he was, you know, amen? Paul wasn't what? This guy can't even say that Paul wasn't wise. Yeah, and Paul wasn't Jesus. Amen? But for us, we should endeavor to do the right thing, especially those things which God has told you specifically. If you don't want to do them, what you do, go and talk to God about them. You know, there's that open door. If you don't want to do them, don't just say, I won't do it. What you do, go and talk to the Lord about them. Amen? Then you tell him, God, Father, I don't want to do this because of this and this and this. Amen? Now, don't rush away before you hear his side of the story. Amen? Then he'll tell you, I would want this for you because of this, this, and this. The Bible says, come, let us reason together. You know that scripture in Isaiah? You know it? You know it? But, you know, and then sometimes God might say, okay, okay. All right. Amen? Then sometimes he will insist on you, say, man, for this thing, you know it, you're going to mess yourself up. You know it. But sometimes you'll be like, okay, you know, how many of you read Kenneth Hagin's book? There is a book of his which has those things, where he went and reasoned with God on some things. Amen? Hallelujah. And sometimes God will say, okay, all right, okay. Have your way, you know, Again, only after God has said what? Yeah. But other things, God would say, no. Then Hagin will say, okay, you know, But you can talk to God. I hope you know that, you guys, that you can talk to God. Amen? But don't just say, I won't do it. Go talk, come, let us reason together. Hallelujah. You know, Glory be to God. So some of you are like, how do you do that? Well, just that. Just in this, and this, you know. Then you speak to you also. It might not be immediately, but somehow you speak to you. I would prefer this for you because of this and this and this. Amen? Then you can go back to God. But okay, I hear your story. But really. Then God will say, I know you. I know your future. And if you don't take this path, you know, you're going to go through unnecessary troubles. You might even die in the next 18 months. But these things are true. You understand? Hallelujah. So let us keep Jesus as the center of our lives. Let us do everything with him in what? In mind. Amen? Glory be to God. You're not the first one who hasn't wanted to do what God has told you. Amen? Paul, you know? Me, there are many things I haven't wanted to do them. But I knew you take a different route. Amen? Before you reason together with God. I always knew there's trouble. So there are very few. In the last 10 years, I don't remember anything I've done presumptuously. I have been very careful. Very, very careful. These things, are not what? They are not simple things. Amen? Glory be to God. And the other day, like 2 weeks ago, we looked at the tabernacle of Moses, which is there. And we showed how everything in there was about Jesus. Amen. We didn't have power last Sunday, so some people were wondering what I was talking about. But we're talking about that. Amen. There was only one gate, one entrance, because Jesus is the only way to the Father. Amen. Then there was the altar of burnt offerings. Amen. And that basically lambs and goats would be sacrificed there. And Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes out the sin of the world. Amen. Then when you'd enter in the holy place, there was the lampstand, which basically it was the only thing that was giving light in that place. And the Bible says in John chapter 8, 21, that Jesus is the what? The light of the world. Amen. The lampstand also symbolizes the Holy Spirit. But we also know that Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will testify of me. Amen? Then there are the showbread, the 12 loaves of bread, which again symbolize Jesus. Because Jesus said in John chapter what? Chapter 6, verse 51, that he is a bread of life. Amen? But we missed, there's something which we missed. Women's mirrors. Amen. There was a Levi, which was basically a basin made from women's mirrors, which contained water, which the priests would use to wash their hands and feet. Amen. And the Bible says Jesus, he is a word. In the beginning was a word, and the word was with God, and the word was what? Was God. Amen. And he also washes us, by the water of the word. Ephesians 5, 26. Amen. Glory be to God. Then, the altar of incense. And the Bible says incense, is like prayer. And Jesus is our what? He's our intercessor. Amen. Then you'd enter the Holy of Holies, where the presence of God was always between the what? The cherubim of glory, on the mercy seat, which was covering the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. Simple stuff, isn't it? Yeah. Is that difficult? Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Then we also know what used to happen there. Like we say, they used to offer sacrifices. And the sacrifices, we know, are what? Praise. For us now, in this side of the cross, the sacrifice of what? Of praise, which is a fruit of our what? Of our lips. Some of you, when I try to look at you, you turn away like this. I'm not going to ask you questions. Amen. Amen. Some look at it. People are like, anyway, the sacrifice of praise, which is the what? The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to God. And then the sacrifice of sharing, doing good. Amen. And then the lifting of what? Holy hands. Let my prayer rise unto you. Like what? Like incense, and the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Hallelujah. Sam, any sacrifice that I've missed? Amen. So even prayer, because incense, it is also what? A sacrifice. Amen. Now yesterday, I had gone to wash my car in the morning. Then as guys were washing, I was like, I need to spend this time well. So I was walking to and fro, praying in the Holy Ghost. And then God told me to talk about something, and I was shocked. Which is kind of, again, Old Testament stuff. I was sure because I've never seen myself talking about those things. But I know them. Amen. But anyway, he told me that today we are going to read the book of Leviticus. Hallelujah. Leviticus. Some of you don't know Leviticus. Some of you know it, but you've never opened it. There's a lady who was very honest with me last week. I asked her whether she has ever read that book. She said, no, because Sandra is not here, but Sandra apparently discouraged her. Amen. Discouraging quotes. Anyway, she just told her, man, that book, go slow on it. You won't understand nothing. Amen. But today we are going to read it. Actually, we're just going to read one chapter alone. The entire chapter, Leviticus chapter 23, all of it. Amen. Then you choose whether you really this church is your, it's supposed to be your church. Hallelujah. So open your Bibles to Leviticus chapter. We're going to read all of it. We're going to understand all of it. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a gentleman we should welcome. I think he's the one. I saw him years ago, but I think he's the one. He's is he there? Good. give him a big hand clap. He's Mr. Besigomwe. He's a missionary in Botswana. He's a dad to Evas, Hannah, and Martha.
Elijah, this is my wife.
This is the wife. Give a big hand clap, please. Glory be to God. Amen. I hope the children have told him that this is the number one church in this country. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So Leviticus, chapter 20. We're going to go through all of it. Amen. So just now, and the clock is not there, so... Amen. Hallelujah. But in this chapter, it is talking about the feasts of Israel. The feasts which Israel used to celebrate. They were commanded by the Lord to do what? To celebrate them. Amen. Now, on this side of the cross, they mean something else to us. And that's what we shall also go through. Amen. Hallelujah. But let me help some of you guys who are like, let me help you. We shall not read all of it, but we shall understand all of it. Isn't that better? Then in your free time, instead of watching football, go and read what? Amen? Especially since there's no serious game today. Arsenal played yesterday. Amen? Now, in Leviticus 23, chapter 23, verse 5, now I'm helping some of you, there is the feast, the Passover. You've heard of the Passover? The Passover, one of the things that happened at Passover in Numbers 12 was Exodus 12, when God was going to kill all the firstborns of what? Of Egypt. And you told the Israelites that just, put blood on your doors, And then when the angel is, the angel that was going to kill guys, angels kill. Good angels kill or can kill good angels. Because that wasn't an evil angel. It was the angel of the Lord that was going to what? Kill. And not on its own will, on God's instructions. You see, you guys, you should be balanced, There's some of you who say God can't do this. Well, he can. So anyway, he told them that when the angel, when he sees the blood, he'll pass over that house, and chaps won't die. The angel of the Lord, on instructions of the Lord to kill. When you get to understand the two sides of God, the loving, then also the tough one, you'll be very what? Mature. And then you start taking God for granted. Okay? So this angel is going to, so Passover, the angel would pass over. So this is the feast. Amen? Then a day later, after the Passover, a day later, they were supposed to celebrate the feast of what? Unleavened bread. To start, it was a 7-day week, a 7-day feast. But starting the day after Passover. Unleavened what? Bread. Then the next feast was the feast of first fruits. Feast of what? Yeah. Just a note on this. People have asked me those questions about first fruits. Is my first fruits my first Saturday? When I switch jobs, and then I begin this now, my first Saturday there, is it first? To be honest, those first fruit things, I don't know them. I'm honest, But your pastor doesn't know everything. You understand? So just know, I don't know everything. That this thing, first fruits, first Saturday talk, to be honest, I don't know. But I have some opinions, which they're none of your business. But many preachers know, and some people in this church know. So go find out. Dream when God is telling you, go and ask so and so. But me, first fruit, simani. You may, but pastor, that is very simple. Your pastor, you know, first fruit. I don't know. All the talk I've heard about first fruits, it is not convincing to me. Me, So it is not simple to me. To you, it is simple. But anyway, feast of what? That is in verse 10. You remember we're going through Leviticus 23. Then, verse 16, there was the feast of what? Pentecost. Pentecost, or the feast of weeks. It is also called the feast of what? Weeks. Then, verse 24, the feast of trumpets. Is that chart up there, Joseph? Joseph, table one. Just leave table one there. Don't go to verses. Then, verse 27, the day of atonement. In Israel, it is the most important feast. Glory be to God. Then the feast of what? Tabernacles. You know the meaning of the word tabernacle. It means what? It means what? Paul, I know you sing Elijah. I'm asking you, what does tabernacle mean? It means basically a dwelling place, a house. And on this day, basically what the Jews used to do, they used to build temporary shelters of branches of steel, just for that, and they would stay there, booths, Amen? And that is in verse what? 34. That chapter ends by explaining what was supposed to be done on the Feast of the Tabernacles. So we're essentially done with what? Leviticus chapter 23. Amen? Aren't you happy? No, you know what? You at least know something in Leviticus. You know an entire chapter in Leviticus. Amen? Aren't you glad that you came to church today? You now know it. You're in senior 5, senior 6, senior 4. No, not many senior 4s. In fact, there's none, I think. Who knows what is in Leviticus 23? You're the only one in this country, a senior 4 student, who knows what is in Leviticus chapter 23? The feast of the Lord. The feast of what? Of Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you're happy? Amen. Now, these feasts, are known for us. In this world, there are three groups of people. Three. They are the Jews. The Jews. Natural Jews, Then there are the Gentiles. And you were a Gentile, or what you are, but you were, you know, a Gentile. Then now there's the church. The church, made of Jews who are born again, and Gentiles who are born again. Do you understand? Now, if you have ever been a Gentile, Gentile, the church, you know, you really have no business celebrating these feasts. You hear me? Amen? But you can celebrate them. However, don't force other people to what? To celebrate them. For if you feel they're going to make you over what? Hold here. You celebrate them. If you feel God is going to bless you for celebrate, you celebrate them. But they were not given to your grandparent. Your granddad, who was a clan leader, was a what? Was a witch. There is no way. To me, it's hard for me to believe that. There's no way in this our African society, with the background, where we're coming from, a background without God, you understand? I don't see, you can't convince me that you can be a clan leader and you don't engage the supernatural. I don't think so. Amen? So if your dad is a clan leader, you know, I don't have to tell you, but you also know that there are some things, what? Yeah, going on. It's true. Amen? So if you're the next one in line, just what? Tell them, I don't want. Amen? Yeah, anyway, we were Gentiles, without God, you know, without God, without no covenant with God. So God didn't give these things to you, to us. He gave them to Moses for the children of Israel in the wilderness. You are not there in the wilderness. And God didn't say, Samka kingdom, what, there, past Egypt, you know, We were not in the picture. Do you understand, It was given to the Jews. Amen? Now when Jesus comes, when we get saved, he didn't tell us, there's nothing in the New Testament, that tells us to what? To keep these things. Amen? Are you listening to me? There's some guys on TV who are forcing us to what? To start celebrating these things, man. Didn't they tell us how we're not going to get blessed if we don't, on this day, Yom Kippur, the atonement, a sacrifice on this day, you know, send a seed, you know, Then because it's a holy day. If someone is convinced, they're convinced about that, let them do it, but they shouldn't force us. You understand? The Bible says, Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, 17, it says, let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival, this feast, or a new moon or Sabbath. Then it says, which are a shadow of things to come. Then it says, by the substance is what? Christ. These feasts were a shadow. Amen. They are to talk about Jesus, who was to come. Amen. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 14, verse 5 and 6. For those of you who want to celebrate them, and those of you who don't want, like me, Paul said, one person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Then he says, let each be fully convinced in his own mind. Then he says, he who observes the day, observes it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day, to the Lord he doesn't observe it. Amen? Do your things, but don't try to get everyone into your stuff. Saturday is Sabbath. You've seen taxis, Sat is Sabbath. Now, if you think my not keeping the Sabbath, I'm not going to heaven. You're stupid. There's nowhere that says that Saturday observing it what is the one that takes us to heaven. The Bible is clear. Colossians 2:16. Let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival, or a new moon, or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is what? Is of Christ. So back to our Leviticus 23. Everything in there is talking about Jesus. Amen? And quickly, we're going to run through them again. Amen? Hallelujah. So the first feast was what? You guys have a scar. Hallelujah. Passover. Passover, like we said, a lamb was slain. And blood was what? Whatever on the door. And the angel would pass over. You understand? Now the Bible says, Jesus is what? The Lamb of God that takes away the what? The sin of the world. And it also says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, that Jesus is our Passover. Verse 7 says, therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lamp, since you truly are unleavened. Then it says, for indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. So the feast of Passover was really about Jesus being sacrificed for us. So I have no business celebrating that day when it comes on the calendar. As long as I'm celebrating the Jesus who was sacrificed for me. So you can't tell me I'm not going to be blessed if I don't send you a seed on that day. Amen? I won't send it to you. You know, and should our path ever meet, I'll tell you that I didn't send you a seed on the other day. You know, glory be to God. Amen? So, that is talking about Jesus' death, our Passover. Then, the second feast is what? Unleavened bread. Unleavened just means without leaving. If you're not Sarah school, wasn't under what? A tree. Unleavened just means without leaving. Without yeast. Amen? And the Bible talks about yeast as what? As sin. Sin, malice, hypocrisy. Amen? And we also know that Jesus is a bread of what? Of life. And Jesus was without sin. Jesus was without what? He was without sin. He was the bread that was unleavened. And we say that this day used to happen. The Passover used to happen on the 14th. The Feast of Unleavened Bread was supposed to start on what? 15th, the following day. Amen? Now, Jesus, his body, when he was killed, the Passover lamb was killed, Jesus. Amen? He was buried the following day. His body. His sinless body. His sinless body that even couldn't decay, couldn't see corruption, amen, was buried the following day. Was it buried the following day? It was buried the same day. Amen. You see, we have some what? Bible scholars. Amen. There was a guy in the Bible. There's a guy in the Bible called Apollos. Apollos knew some scriptures, but he was zealous. But he wasn't what? Like Sarah. So some couple got him and put his what? Theology what? Now, according to Gentiles, Jesus was buried on the same day. But according to Jews, he was buried the following day. Amen? Because Jewish culture, God culture, a day doesn't begin in the morning. It begins what? At sunset. So Jesus was buried like way after, you know. It was still not morning, but it was the next day. Apollos. Glory be to God. Amen. So Jesus was buried on the following day. Amen. So that is what? Unleavened bread. So it's all about his what? Burial. The burial of the sinless body. Amen? Are you listening to me? First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8 says, therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Amen. The application for us, of course, we celebrate his death and burial, but also we shouldn't be malicious. Amen. You know, we shouldn't be malicious. We should sin. Amen. In medical school, we had some guys, a clique of fellows, who used to call themselves men of malicious acts. Some stupid guys, but very brilliant, extremely brilliant chaps. Amen. Men of malicious. We used to have what is it called? Like when you put stuff like in a line, 1, 2, 3, and now you're supposed to, and say test, So you're supposed to come here and write what that is, Then you come here, write what it is, some medical instruments and things, Now those guys, men of malicious acts, So now the examiner knows, number one, it's supposed to be this. Number two, it's supposed to be this. So these guys, men of malicious acts, what they would do? First of all, they used to go in together, like following one another. Now after they were done, they would switch the order of what? They would switch the order of. So now the examiner knows, number one, is supposed to be a Bible. So they would get the Bible and put it like number three. So for you would come, number three, Bible. The examiner, so guys were so proud, calling themselves men of malicious. Huh? So man, some fellows would learn the exams, that test, because guys would switch things, And they were happy with what they had done. Glory be to God. So, parents, if your child fails an exam, don't assume. Some guy could have what? Malice team. Amen? My P7, I got a 2 in science. 2 in science. Can you imagine? To this day, I believe they were men of malicious acts. In your name. But anyway. So you shouldn't be like that. Amen? Don't be malicious. Don't be wicked. Don't love sin. Because the Bible, like it says, that you are unleavened. Glory be to God. Then, feast of first fruits. I told you already, first fruits, when it comes to money, I don't know what it means. I don't know. Amen? In fact, in my book, which is there already, there's no talk of first fruits. Amen? I only wrote about what I know. First fruits, I don't know. Now, in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, it says, but now Christ is risen from the dead, and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Can see that feast was also talking about Jesus. When he rose from the dead, the Bible says he is the first fruits. Amen. And if he's the first fruits, then everyone else who has died in him will also rise again. Will also do what? Rise again. Your girlfriend who passed away, if she was born again, she'll also what? The people whose girlfriends what? Passed away before they what? They tied the knot. They will do what? The people whose boyfriends what? You know it's true. Like Akena, You saw the. No. Was that a wife or a girlfriend? Yeah. So if a Kenyan was born again, you understand, she should be comforted that the guy will what? On that day, he will rise again. But I'm not joking. You know that I'm not joking. Because I'm what? I'm just expounding a scripture. I'm not joking. You know, service is not for what? For jokers. And Jesus is what? First fruits. By the way, just a question. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:21, that he who knew no sin became sin. Jesus became what? Sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He became sin. So how did he now become righteous? Okay, he became righteous, I know, like he paid for the sin. So that means that Jesus got born again. Does that mean that Jesus got born again? He was righteous, but he became sin. And the Bible calls him the firstborn. Firstborn. And we are his brethren. Now, the way the firstborn is born should be the way all the other guys are born. Isn't it? So if now we got born by getting born again, it means also the firstborn also got born again. So we say Jesus didn't get born again. He didn't have sin. The Bible says he became sin. Anyway, the truth of the matter is, you might not like it, but Jesus got born again. But that is something else. Amen? Then he rose again without sin. But that is another thing altogether. You don't have to believe it, but it's true, and the Bible teaches it. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the what? First fruits. Amen? Then, feast number 4, the feast of Pentecost, the feast of weeks. Now this feast of weeks, you are supposed to count 50 days from the feast of what? Unleavened bread. The feast of what? 50 days. And then the 50th day would be Pentecost. To be what? Pentecost. And we all know what happened on Pentecost. The Holy Ghost was poured out, on the disciples, including Mother Mary. Amen? Mother Mary also spoke in tongues that day. The Bible says she was there. Amen? Pentecost. Amen? Jesus had told guys, do not leave Jerusalem. Stay there, until you're endued with power from on high. And so they stayed there. Jesus had been with them for 40 days. Then they stayed in Jerusalem, for 10 extra days, 50 days. And then the Holy Ghost was poured out. Hallelujah. So you can't tell me that if I don't send you a seed on the day of what? Of Pentecost, I'm not going to get blessed. Here I am, I'm only speaking in the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Ghost. You understand? Celebrating it, using it. Now, how do you tell me that? What if I don't, on March, what, Pentecost, what, send a seed? For us, it just means that. When the Holy Ghost was poured out upon us. Now, what you need to do, use that gift. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, why don't you use that gift? Why don't you speak in tongues? You can speak in tongues anytime, anywhere, for as long as you want. And you don't have to be loud. I watch most of my football games. If I'm alone, I watch them praying in the Holy Ghost. But under my breath, and people around me can't even tell. You understand? Someone sent me a clip. I should send it to 5 of you guys so that you can what? Send it one another. Of a lady, a Nigerian, she was somewhere, I think, in Nigeria. I don't know where she was. A worship leader or something like that. I have it here. Then the lady, like those things of opening prayer, she began to pray, "Father, we thank you." Then she was like, "Now, Father, we are going to do what? Thank you. in Spanish. This is a black woman. Then she said, Ramande, Spanish. You know, They said, now, Father, we're going to thank you in the language of let's say, South Africa. Then she's speaking. Now, to show you, to prove that actually what she said in Spanish was, she spoke around 20 languages. But, you know, now, you can say, but how can you know that, what she was saying was really that language? Because at around the 5th minute of the recording here, and you see the woman praying, there's a gathering of people. When she got around the 5th minute, she said, now, Father, we're going to thank you. Over in the language of, she said something like Uganda. The woman, this Nigerian woman, spoke Luganda. You see, I have it here. If there was a way, like amplify it here and the sound, and you all hear. She spoke Luganda. You listen to it. Some of you guys did. She spoke Luganda and said, "Oba, God, Nantamegwa." Baganda, know what I mean? You know, kabaka wabaka baka. It's here. Tongues. You know, Now that means that every other language she mentioned and she, and you could even hear the accent, you know, The only thing was accent, the Nigerian, but the words, you could tell now that is Italian for sure. That is now South Africa. You know, Tongues. Glory be to God. Now I have it here. You know, all you need to do to get it, just send me data. Hallelujah. Just do that. Glory be to God. I mean, I can't share with you the word. Then I suspend my man on you. No way. Amen. Nanta megwa. Kaba kawa kaba kaba. Omusawo. You know, she said, omusawo. You know, There was something about mulago, You hear it, But she was speaking in tongues. Amen. So she was utilizing what happened at Pentecost. Glory be to God. Man, the thing is anointed. Glory be to God. Years ago, I was in KPC, so I attended a home sale somewhere in Bukoto and Tinda, you know. Then while I was there, people were chatting. Then I just said, Ramande, Then the girl next to me told me that, do you know what you just said? I said, no. She said that you've just spoken our language. I think she was an Alu. She told me that. Then, of course, for me, I couldn't say what I'd said because I was just praying. Just speaking in tongues. Rama, Then she repeated the words. Then she told me that those words mean you are our hiding place. You see, She said, then she even said, and we have a song with those words. Then she sang the song with the words I had said, which for me, I don't know, and I didn't understand. Do you understand? Speaking in tongues is not just fanatics wasting time on Thursday. You understand? Some guys, zealous guys, maybe they don't have jobs, Man, we are accomplishing things in the spirit. Now, hiding place. Now, probably my spirit knew, I don't know. Maybe it was just praising God, my hiding place. Or it could also mean maybe there was some danger coming. And the Holy Ghost wanted me to pray it, So that man, I'm protected. Hiding place. I don't know. But I was amazed. I'll tell you this. I've said it once or twice. When I was in America for school, I remember on my last day or second last day, I stayed with a friend of mine, some guy, some American. He invited me in his place and I stayed with him. The same guy actually who hosted us when we went a few months ago. Now, this guy, this morning I stayed in his house. So he wakes up. Man, time is gone. But anyway, the good thing is we finished Leviticus 23. We finished it, didn't we? We finished it. The last was what? Tabernacles. We finished it. So now we can just gather on things. So, so the guy wakes up this morning, and then he tells me, I had a dream. Then he says he dreamed he dreamt when I was seated with him, he's Jeremiah, and then there's this Pastor Woods, the church we used to go to at one time, then we all left it. Woods. So he dreamt when he was telling Pastor Woods. Yeah, he says, Pastor Woods, you are going to become rich because I am going to become rich. Then in the dream, I called him. I said, Jeremiah, then I spoke some words. Which in the, and so he wakes up from the dream and he remembers the words. Now all he wanted me to do was to tell him what those words mean. I told him I don't want to know those words. He said, but you're the one who spoke them in the dream. So it must be your language back in Africa. I told him, I don't know. Now remember, we were with Flora. Flora is some lady here. We were with her in school, you know. So the guy calls Flora. Say, Flora, Moses told me these words, but I think Moses doesn't know his what language in Africa. So for you should know, since you're from the same country. Flora said, no, that is zero. And then the guy was like, these Africans are fake. You know? Now, during the day, she meets an old lady, an American, you know, an old lady, a white woman, you know, he meets her, you know, in America, and we knew her. She was a mother to one of our friends, some guy called Jesse, you know. So he meets Jesse's mother, and then somehow he asks her that, you know, do you know what these words mean? And the girl will remember those words from the dream. And this old lady didn't even say, what? Say it again. She just told him those words mean, count your money. Apparently, now this woman, she was an American, but from Brazil. And Brazil, they speak Portuguese. So this woman, the words were in Portuguese. You know, but you say, count your money. And you can see it was in context. You remember he tells him, Pastor Woods, you're going to become rich. Because I'm going to be rich. Then in the dream I tell him, Jeremiah, count your money. Tongues. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. I hope that is a little encouragement for you to what? If you speak in tongues, for you now to pray as much as you can, for as long as you can in tongues. If you don't pray in tongues, come on Thursday. Amen? And on Thursday, some of the tongues we speak are angelic tongues. Amen? 1 Corinthians 13:3 says that though I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, so meaning that there are tongues of men and tongues of angels. You remember? You know, And there was a dream I had where the interpretation was that, you know, angels were, you know, being instructed, you know, one of the ways by the tongues we speak on Thursday. You understand, Angels were being what? You read that dream, Hallelujah. Pentecost. Amen? Pente what? Cost. Hallelujah. Pentagon, you know, means five, you know. Nazareth school and a tree, you know. That's why it was 50 days, you know. Anyway, glory be to God. Then the feast of what? Trumpets. Feast of trumpets. Now on the feast of trumpets, one of the things the trumpets were used for in Israel, I read, was worship time in the temple was coming up. The priest would blow the trumpet to call guys who are like in the field, the harvesters, to come, you know, to the temple for worship. Now, The Bible says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, it says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ," your girlfriend who died in the Lord, "she will do what? She will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord." So what does the Feast of Trumpets mean? Huh? Means what? The rapture. Hmm? It means the what? The rapture. The trumpet will be blown. And then your girlfriend, your boyfriend will die, you understand? If they were born again, they will rise first, you know, then you join them, you know, then you meet the Lord in the air, and you shall always be with him. Feast of Trumpets is what? Talking about the rapture. Hmm? Which hasn't yet happened. Eh? Now we all know Passover happened. Jesus died for you. Hmm? Unleavened bread happened. He was buried. Hmm? Pentecost happened. Hmm? The Holy Ghost was poured out 50 days after Jesus' resurrection. Huh? Now, this feast, trumpets, it is the next one. But it's coming. You understand? It is what? It is the next one. Now, if all the others happened, this one has to happen also. Hmm? The rapture is coming. Amen? When it will come, some people say this number of years, other people say this number of years. John has some figure. You know, John has some figure. You know, but at least the common agreement is he's coming soon. Hmm? The rapture is coming soon. Amen? And you had better live in such a way that you are among those who are what? Who are raptured, that you don't stay around. Amen? The rapture is happening. Now, anyway, it's coming. That feast is going to be fulfilled. And according to the Bible, soon. Hmm? And soon means what? Means soon. Hallelujah. Is that good news? Sure. Oh, you haven't yet what? Bought your land in Nigeria, what? No, you be there. Now, why did I save all this money? You know, let me first buy the land, because why? The saving would have been useless. Can you imagine that? You know. Hallelujah. Hmm? Amen? Someone had a dream. For me, I don't know whether it was from heaven or not. I don't know. But they had a dream when the rapture had happened. Huh? And, of course, some chaps had remained. Eh? Some guys had remained. But that's my wife. Eh? Give her a big hand. Huh? My Giza hot babe. Anyway, so the rapture had happened. Someone had a dream, the rapture had happened, some guys had remained. Eh? Then, I and some people, and I think angels, were sent from heaven to come and help some of the chaps who had remained. Now, I don't know if it was from God or not, but someone said that I was sent back because not to suffer with them, but to help them to endure, you know. That was a dream like that. Now, if it was from God, then wow, I am that great that I can be sent back. First of all, that I'm among those who are going to be raptured. But also now the honor of me being sent back to help. There's some guys who won't be sent back. They'll be raptured, but they can't do any good, you know, back there. So do you guys think that dream was from heaven? Anyway, for me, I don't know. Again, I say these days, my level of unbelief is what? Hallelujah. So, Feast of Trumpets, the rapture is coming. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Amen. So, now that we know that the rapture is coming, this is what we should do. We know Jesus died for us. He was buried because of our sin. You understand? And he wrote, one of the things we can do is, and then we know the rapture is coming. One of the things we should do is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 and 15. Verse 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the thing done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad." Most people think that that judgment will happen, when we've gone. That's when now we shall meet the Lord to be, rewarded, for what we've done. Amen? Then it says in verse 15, it says that Jesus, and he, Jesus, died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Jesus died, he was buried, you understand? He's coming back, to take you home, So it says that now that you know that he died for you, that you should no longer live for yourself, but for him who died for you. Amen? Think about it. God wants you not to live for yourself, but to live for him who died what? For you. Feast number 6, the Day of Atonement. And these feasts, they happen in their order, that order. There's no way. So after the rapture, after the Feast of Trumpets, next there will be the Day of Atonement. Now the church won't be here. So now that means that the church really, in a sense, has no business with this day. Because we shall have been what? Raptured. Of course, it depends on when you think the rapture will happen and what. There are theories of when it will happen. But according to my theory, not the theory of Womack and Joanne and, glory be to God. So, on the atonement day, what guys used to do, that was the only day the priest, in the year, the priest would go into the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies, to sprinkle blood on the mercy seat. You understand? For the forgiveness of Israel for that year. Amen? Forgiveness of what? Actually, not forgiveness, just covering sin. Covering. Amen? So, it has to do with covering sin, the Day of Atonement. Amen? Sin being taken away. Amen? Now, that day, the church really has no business with it. Amen? It is for Israel. Jesus came, the Bible says he came to his own, but his own received him not. The Jewish people, they rejected Jesus. Amen? When they rejected Jesus, that's when now us, the opportunity came for now the Gentiles to also be grafted in, to also join. You understand? However, some people have refused to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Some Gentiles have insisted on being clan leaders. No, not that, but they have insisted on being witches. I wish you could be the first clan leader who's not a witch. Amen? Some of you guys say, why? Recently, Moses started the war on witches, clan leaders, what? I don't know, in fact, of any witch. I don't know. Hallelujah. My dad wasn't a clan leader. Amen. Glory be to God. So anyway, this atonement day, so that's when the Jews now will receive their Messiah, who they rejected. You understand? And when they receive him, of course, he will take away their sins. Their sins will be atoned for. Atonement. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you tired? But we accomplished what we wanted to do, to go through Leviticus 23. That we finished a long time ago. Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 27 says, "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles, the clan leaders, has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. Sins taken away, atonement. Amen? As it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion. This is Jesus. He will turn away ungodliness from Jacob, Israel. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Amen? Not for you, you can just know that he took away my sins. Hallelujah. And you celebrate that every day. Amen? Lastly, the Feast of Tabernacles. You know, Paul, you know what tabernacle means? It means what? Tabernacle doesn't mean God's dwelling place. It just means dwelling place. It is God's tabernacle that means God's dwelling place. Isn't that so? Now, some of you haven't seen what I mean. A house means what? A house. A house doesn't mean God's house. It is God's house that means God's house. Anyway. So, the Feast of Tabernacles. I believe this is the day. Essentially, tabernacles where God will come and dwell with man. You know, I believe it's going to start when Jesus comes back bodily to reign from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Amen? He'll be dwelling. You know. Now, of course, he dwells with you now. Amen? But it is not so for the whole world. He dwells with you. He's in you by his spirit. But a day is coming. You see how Museveni there, the president, physically in somewhere, you know, Jesus is coming physically to reign on earth. He won't be in heaven. He will be here in Israel, in Jerusalem. Amen? Reigning for 1,000 years. Amen? So that's why you can still save money and buy land in Nigeria before the rapture. Because when you come back 1,000 years, you can say, man, that land was mine. We are coming back 1,000 years with Jesus, our president, king. Amen? So you can buy property now, you understand? Then when you come back, say, Jesus, that was mine. Like what Asians did. You know, when I mean expelled them, then later, when they came back. The man say, that was my evidence, you understand? You know? So buy your land in Nigeria. Glory be to God. If you think that is the best way to use money. I'm not saying it is an evil way. You understand? There's time for everything. Amen? The Bible says, Revelations 21:3, it says, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. That will be the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles. Glory be to God. Isn't the Old Testament easy? Isn't Leviticus easy? Now, I encourage you, go and read Leviticus from chapter 1 to chapter 27. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? But Jesus died for you. Then we went. He said the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost. Amen? And he came on the disciples. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And the evidence that they were filled with the Holy Ghost was speaking in tongues. Amen? So don't take speaking in tongues lightly. When you have time on Thursday, come. We pray in tongues. Most of the time. Almost all the time. When we are there on Thursday. Amen? If it's not Thursday, as you live in your car, drive when you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? You know, you might be praying, God, you're my hiding place. Because there's a trailer coming. Some trailer is coming. And your spirit has picked it up. And he wants you to pray through it. So that man, you can be spared. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? And Jesus is coming back. The rapture is happening. It's coming soon. You know, all the other four or three have happened. Now the next one in sequence to come is a rapture. The feast of what? Trumpets. Amen? It's coming. Now, what you have to do, live for him who died for you. Amen? You qualify to be among those. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? As for the atonement, all your sins were paid for. They were washed away. You know, atonement happened as far as you are concerned. The one that is coming will be for the Jews. Amen? But you will come back and reign with Jesus for 1,000 years. Amen? He will live with us, you understand? And then thereafter, after those 1,000 years are done, you know, the Bible says in Revelations that the devil will be released for a short while, and then after that, he's taken out of the picture, and then there will be the new heavens and the new earth, and we shall forever live with the Lord. Amen? That is an extension of the Feast of Tabernacles. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.